It's Sunday, December 7th, 2008, and welcome to episode 66 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Today is the 67th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor that was one of the defining moments in American history. We are slowly losing many of our seniors that experienced this event and other historical events of World War II firsthand, and this is a reminder for those of us with relatives of this generation to learn as much as we can about our parents' and grandparents' lives as they are willing to share. I have provided a link in the show notes to a couple of websites that caught my eye today that, as President Roosevelt predicted in 1941, has lived in infamy. It is interesting how one thing leads to another when we are learning about new things. For example, last week I talked about the Minicam program as my technology pick of the week and offered a teaching lesson using the Minicam program. A teacher can design a lesson around a historic character represented as an avatar with Minicam. All that would be needed is Skype, the Minicam program, a green screen, and a selected avatar. A selected individual represented by the avatar could act as the historical figure for a two-way video conference between the classroom and the avatar character. I have experimented successfully with this technology, and it is quite possible to do. The advantage is that the individual that is being represented as an avatar is, of course, a person and therefore can interactively work with the classroom to listen to and respond to questions from the students in the classroom in real time and with a real human intellect to respond to questions in the historic context of the lesson. Of course, the more informed the actor you get to play the part of the historical character, the more believable their answers will become to the class. This week, I was reminded of a site that I saw a few months ago that is doing something similar, but taking it to the next level. Instead of using a real person represented by an avatar, they are using an avatar by creating artificial intelligence built into the avatar. This software and website is in beta testing, but I was again reminded of its development this week. The name of the site is Versona. Here is a quote from their website about what they are doing. Quote, Versona Incorporated has developed a highly specialized, innovative, next-generation social media web service with far-reaching applications and benefits. This unique online community gives you the ability to create, store, and then interact with the entirety of your life experiences. Once saved in your life archive, we create the virtual you, a Versona that can remember, reason, and react just like you can. The personal Versona that you create enjoys a permanence that will provide subsequent generations with the ability not only to know exactly who you are or were, but to actually share interactions with you. Imagine what it would be like to be able to give advice to your great-great-grandchild before his or her first big game or first date. The possibilities are truly astounding and unlimited. You can also participate in both creating as well as interacting with the community personas, helping to recreate your favorite fictional, historical, or public figures and characters. In addition, you can also create shared experience personas, making it possible to view and experience shared events from multiple perspectives. Unquote. A link is provided in the show notes to the Versona website. Now, this is a pretty cool technology and at the same time kind of scary. The students that we are teaching today will increasingly run into this collision of the virtual world meeting the real world, and the boundaries are becoming more and more blurred. This area of innovation requires the attention of educators as the technologies are becoming more and more sophisticated, and this will surely have a huge impact upon our society in the future as these two worlds collide. My technology pick of the week this week is a free photo editing program for the PC that is similar to Adobe Photoshop. The application is called Paint.net, and I have used this application on both Windows XP and Vista computers. I am always on the lookout for low-cost and better yet free programs that I can recommend to others. Free is always a great seller for those schools and teachers on a tight budget. There are a few things that I miss from the full-blown Adobe Photoshop program, and the interface is not quite as polished as Photoshop, but for basic photo editing, this free application is quite good. A link is provided in the show notes to the website where you can download this free application, Paint.net. A faculty member asked me earlier this week to help them with a photo project that they were doing with a class and wanted to purchase some software for her home computer to learn how to use. I recommended she give Paint.net a try first, since it was free and she had nothing to lose from trying this application. I spent about a half hour with her giving basic instruction with the program, and now she is off and running with her project. If you already know how to use Photoshop, Paint.net will be easy for you to adapt to. On the flip side, once you learn the basics of Paint.net, you can easily move to Adobe Photoshop if you find you need the additional features. In addition to the professional version of Photoshop, Adobe also offers a lower cost alternative for teachers called Photoshop Elements for well under $100 if you are considering a commercial application. For teachers, we often just need the basics in a paint program, as we often do not have time to spend hours manipulating photographs for class projects. Paint.net allows you to easily resize, crop, colorize, add text to photos, adorn your pictures using layers, and use artistic filtering to give your photographs that artsy touch. With the high quality of today's digital cameras, we often need to resize pictures in order to make the file sizes acceptable for uploading to websites or sending to others as an attachment in an email. For example, a faculty member brought me a photograph that was approximately 3,000 by 2,000 pixels, and I resized the picture to 1,000 by 500 pixels and saved the resized image under a different file name. By simply reducing the image size, the amount of space the image consumed went from approximately 2 megabytes to 500,000 bytes. Now I ask you, if someone was sending you an email with a picture attached, which picture would you prefer to get? The smaller one will download 4 times faster than the larger one, and the resulting loss in quality of the original high-resolution picture is almost imperceptible to the human eye. That wraps it up for Episode 66 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you have a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.